You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting live from Burnaby Mountain, Burnaby, BC.
Good morning, good morning. We are dancing in with Soul Mikasa, Mano Dibango. This is Charlotte Farrell, your own Sister C, right here in the place to be, CJSF Radio 90.1, with your Friday Speak Up Show. Have we got a treat in store for you. Good morning, good morning. Welcome to Salua, Speak Up, Listen Up, Act Upon. We, my guest and I, speak up so that you can act upon the things you're going to be hearing. And today, it is a pre-Mother's Day, and we have poets doing pop-up poetry, which is an informal impromptu poetry where newbies as well as seasoned poets are welcomed. We are going to be making exchanges with each other, but when you hear this, it's going to be Friday, and that will be the third of the month. And I'm today making a special dedication of the show to my mother, Algene Burleson. And the 3rd of May in 1993, she made her transition home. So one of the poems, or a couple of poems that I'll be sharing today, are things that emerged from paying tribute to her and also dealing with the feelings that come with loss. We are today going to be welcoming the poets to write a poem of their own. There was a prompt, the roots of poetry or the roots of motherhood, but people were also invited because this is a freedom show. If people didn't have something for the prompt, they could write something, a sentiment that resonated with them. So without further ado, I'm going to let the first poet that signed on today, Janice. Janice is going to introduce herself and share her poem.
Welcome to this wonderful event. I have done this before with Charlotte, and it's always so fun, so inspirational, and so invigorating because it brings out your creative spirit to come back and do some things later after the program, just not to hear other people, to start to have confidence in your own voice. I wrote this in November of last year, 23, because in January of 23, my mother had passed away, Phyllis Ann. And I wrote, it's not exactly a poem, but it is poetic to me. This was a year of grieving. This is what it looks like. This is how losing your mother feels. It's messy, tiring, angering, unbelieving, grieving, relieving, and deceiving. It wasn't supposed to go like this. It was just another page to be turned. It was an unexpected, expected, rejected again feeling. We weren't close, but we found a place to be. I never felt good enough. I never felt pretty enough. I never felt worthy enough. I was never enough. I was an ugly duckling in my mind. I looked in the mirror and saw rejection. What had I done? What else should I do? What could I be? Certainly not a good enough daughter. Can't prove it now. The cloud is larger than you thought. It is sending hail when you wanted rain. The snowfall will be comforting after this storm. I seek the peace.
Seeking a snowstorm after that is beautiful ending. Who would like to provide some feedback to Janice?
I would. Okay. I did not expect this combination of reactions that you expressed upon the passing of your mother. I just was a revelation to me that, yeah, all of these things and how much our own mother has defined our identity. Yes. Wow, that's very powerful. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'd like to say something, Janice. I totally relate to the lament that you had in that poem, and I really appreciate that there's somebody out there that could hear me if I was to share my experience of my mother and the grieving for her, and thank you for that. That was an interesting, informative, and it touched me. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, is there another?
Yes, I'd like to say a few words to Janice. Janice, I could really relate to all that you were saying, those mixed emotions, messy, grieving, deceiving. And then, you know, like so much is expected of you and you never feel enough. That thing I really agreed with. And now what could I do? What could I be? Kind of a thing. So thank you so much for putting it all out there so poignantly. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, and then that last line was lifting. You know, we look at the lament, but then there was the hope. Beautiful. Thank you. Neil now was the second person. You know, we use a fair system with pop-up poetry. Instead of going and waiting half an hour for one person to read all of their work, we make it possible for round robin, but on a sign-in basis, whoever pops into our gathering room, whether it's a physical gathering space or a Zoom space, that's the order of their presentation. So, Neil, introduce yourself and share what you have brought.
Yes, my name is Neil Ryan. I'm an artist, spoken word. I also indulge in painting, which you can see behind me. Those are my works. And when I was searching through my list of poems today, this poem called Mother Womb, The Bonding, I have no idea whose it is. I have no idea how it got to be among my poetry. It might be out of my, I have a poetry group in Michigan that I read with quite frequently, but this, I'm not supposed to, I don't have a womb. I have a heart, and this poem spoke to my heart. It's called Mother Womb, The Bonding. Blooming in the garden of my womb, buds of joy and roses of sparkle, you request unto me, twisting and dancing in joy, give me the pleasure of bearing you wherever I go. You are offering me new challenges in existence. You are driving me with hopes and new dawns. This is time I grow in thought and spirit to gather many a treasure for your coming into the world. Into a banyan tree, I shall grow my branches, engrossing all the sunlight into my soul. I energize my metal to leap boundaries and dive into the ocean to find pearls for your life. Celebrating every moment with you is the essence of my joy. Every child is a blessing to its mother. Every moves new treasures by giving birth. She rises wise and mighty, wrapped in love and cared with warmth, the child becomes father of man. And this is true divine blessing with no disguise. A child born 10 months in joy, twisting and turning in mommy's tummy, to every mother is womanhood to the fullest. Thank you. To whoever it was that wrote it, thank you.
Thank you. Anyone have a comment or thought? Elizabeth?
Oh, my daughter had given birth about almost 2 years ago, and it just made me think about her as a new mother. And she would like to be, have another child. So that's a beautiful poem.
I wanted to say both poems were quite reflective, but I had nothing really to say because it was so overwhelming, the first one. And the second one, my parents both departed 25 years ago, 2 months apart. But a joyous time is that a grandnephew of my fiance came into the world just on Sunday. So that is quite, and that is a miracle.
It's a beautiful miracle. Okay, Janice?
Thank you, Neil, yes. In a time when we are battling so furiously to protect mothers and babies, I just feel that once again we have to continue to, especially the line about the miracle. It is a miracle every single time. And sometimes we deny that miracleness of it. And so for you to bring that to share with us, since it's mostly ladies here today. I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Yeah. You're more than welcome. I am a little embarrassed because the beard betrays my gender. So thank you. Thank you for all.
Yeah, we're going to be moving on with more poems, but just around that point, one of the men that may be joining us today, we had a discussion about mothering is an adjective as well as a verb, so that as question was, can men mother things? And so mother doesn't just relate to females, but this particular man has birthed about 10 different types of programs for children to nurture their dreams. So we'll just meet as we get further along with everyone getting to present. I have a little discussion about that. Welcome, Wilda. We are in the midst of our pop-up poetry, and you popped up looking like you have come from an adventure. Wilda, here.
Time, because I am in the midst of writing my children's, actually, it is a mother's poetry journal. And I know it's sort of like a journal. It's sort of like a guide. It's poems. And it's all on newborns and pregnancy and birth. So when I told me you guys were talking about that, women, I was like, this is perfect.
Okay, well, we'll have a chance. What we do is we use a round robin. And so people are doing their first poem in the order that people signed in. So next, okay. It is Karen. No, Dr. Ramona. I'm trying to read a board that has got light gray on white. But Dr. Ramona, welcome.
Okay, thank you, Charlotte. So everyone, hello, and I'm Ramona. I am a retired professor from Bombay University, and currently I live in Toronto with my children. And I must say that I am not a poet. I don't know how to write poems. So all my writing is academic. So books, textbooks, books in history and French. So I really struggled today to write this poem, and I've entitled it Unforgettable, and that's just because of the song, but I'm not going to sing, I'm going to read this poem to you. So here it goes, please bear with me. In the depths of my heart, a tribute I pay to a mother so beautiful in every way. Olympia Rosa, her name so divine, with grace and love, she forever will shine. Fair as the moon, her presence did gleam, with eyes of greenish gray, like a tranquil stream. Always well-dressed, she exuded pure grace, a vision of elegance in every place. She taught me to sing, a melody so sweet, encouraging my dreams with love complete. proud of my achievements, she cheered me on, a guiding light till the break of dawn. Her joy was to dance, her spirit so free, filling our lives with laughter and glee. A healer of hearts, she rushed to aid neighbors and friends when they were afraid. Etched in my mind, her memory remains, a beacon of love that forever sustains. Olympia Rosa, a mother so dear, in my heart, your presence will always be near. Thank you.
Well, Dr. Ramona, do not ever again say you're not a poet.
I am going to speak to you. I was a teacher for 46 years of English. You stop saying that. Don't ever say those words again. They are lies. They are lies. Don't talk them. Now, second of all, throw away the rule book, people. There is no such thing as a rule book for poetry. When I was teaching, that was the first thing I had to do, because usually the boys didn't want to do poetry. So I had to trick them into loving the expression of their feelings. So you did that, but so graceful, so eloquent. Don't ever say that again. We so appreciate that you shared. You were brave enough to say, I think this is a poem. It is a poem. It became a poem today. You birthed it for Mother's Day. You are the mother of poetry today. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Janice and Charlotte. Thank you very much.
Okay. It was wonderful. I loved it. Ditto.
I've got to agree with Janice that this was eloquent. And my brother once said to me, I don't write poetry because it doesn't rhyme. And yet many people, when I read a poem, will say, wow, what a beautiful poem. So I want to say to you, wow, what a beautiful poem.
Thank you, Neil.
Just a reminder to our listeners, this is the Saluau Show, where my guest and I speak up so you can listen up and act upon what you hear. You might, after hearing this pop-up poetry, decide that you too can do a poem, that there aren't these hard and fast rules. I had that similar experience. I hated poetry in junior high school and high school. And then I had a couple of friends who said, oh, your poems don't rhyme. But now, you know, I'm with, what do you say, in our element, we are not other people who are just respectful and reflective. And it does really takes my breath away to hear what you wrote as your first poem. And you can now sing as well as poet. So thank you. We are going to continue to move on with the next person, who is Elizabeth. No, Karen. Karen has given comments today. Karen is also a poet, but today said she just might speak in and give comments to people. But welcome, Karen. And if you do feel that you have something you want to read, just raise your hand. We are going to go to our next person, who is Elizabeth.
Hey, I wrote this, some 10 years ago. I'll read it first and then I'll give you the context. She lumbers down the street, the cart she's riding on, moving slow with care. Her skin now full of marks from scratches and burns, her frame a record of duress from her travels. She no longer roars, not even a squeak. Certainly no more blazing trails, she sets. Yet the crowds cheered and roared. As it were, they marveled at her appearance, even at her snail's crawl. They were awed by her presence. They knew she had traveled long and wide, her experience unparalleled by any. Though she bends to age and to new times, the crowds acknowledged all she's been and is. the endeavor. Would we but do the same for our own elders? I would endeavor to remember with my mother. I wrote this after looking at the spaceship Endeavor on the streets of Los Angeles as it was being transported to the Space Museum on October 14, 2012. That's the context.
Excellent. Who would like to provide some riff? And in case anyone is listening and says, what is riff? Does that rough people up? No, it's reflective, respectful, interesting, inspiring, friendly feedback. Janice?
I would like to. I just thought...
go ahead.
Well, go ahead. Janice, and then I'll go.
No, go ahead. Well, you haven't spoken yet. Go ahead.
Okay, so I just love the way that she read it. Did you memorize that? I was looking straight at you, and so I was like, wow, she has this one etched on her. So I felt like you were really one with your poem, and I felt like it resonated with my heart, and it was really soft.
Thank you.
What I enjoyed is that your images just flowed into other things. I was understanding mothers. I was understanding children, flowers, nature, God. It was just like every time you would say another sentence, you just enlarged my vision of where you were going with it. So I was going, wow. And then when you said it was seeing that in Los Angeles, that was overwhelming. I didn't get to go, but I saw it on television, and there was something so majestic and female about that plane being taken through the streets of Los Angeles and people going crazy like it was some hero. It was a beautiful, magical moment for Los Angeles. I really felt that too. So you encapsulated all of that. And when you told us it was the space shuttle being taken, I said, oh my, yes, that's it. It's been to the universe and came back, and that's the drama that it carries with it. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. I'm so glad you saw that moment and you related to it in such a beautiful way. Thank you.
I'm so glad you brought us to that moment. On that day, I was with a group. We took a group of kids from the youth program at Agape and waited in line. You know, there was this pregnant moment as people were hearing or feeling it coming, you know, closer. So thank you for sharing that. And one of the things each poet, a person does just before they start is give a little introduction of themselves. So would you like to introduce yourself?
Oh, I've forgotten. Yes. I live in Los Angeles area, and my name is Elizabeth, and I am very active with the Agape Weisswins in Los Angeles. Thank you for allowing me to share this poem. You know what, Charlotte? I have one more poem as my turn comes around again, and I was also so taken by the Google blurb that started today. I excerpted some of the things about Mina Alexander. She's a poet, scholar, writer, Indian, born in India. And I just thought I would mention that for those of us who could go to the Google page and just look a little bit about her as a poet, as an Indian American, with her themes about migration, immigration and identity. And I loved the what she has said about identity, that when she came to the United States, she said there was a whole issue of racism that shocked me out of my wits. I never thought of myself as a person of color. I was normally the majority where I lived. And that there's an aesthetic that here we are, part of a minority, and the vision of being unselfed. Wow. Unselfed UNSELVEV comes to our consciousness. It is from this consciousness that I create my work of art. And here's where art, I think, transcends just history, because it grab holds of something that's more than just the facts and events. And she includes that as where she's coming from. And I just thought I'd share that. It just like was like, wow, what a description of an artist.
Oh, thank you for sharing that. Okay, Mary Nance, welcome. Thank you for joining another pop-up poetry.
Okay. I'm Mary Nance Schellenbach, and I have been writing poetry since I got into the midlife crisis bin. That's how words came out. But I wasn't a poet. I have denied being a poet most of my life. After, you know, writing several hundreds, maybe thousands of poems, finally, a couple of years ago, I was convinced that maybe I am a poet. So it's been easier since I quit fighting it. And so I have three different ones sitting here, and I can't remember whether I read one of them last time I attended or not. So I'm going to go with an old, old, old Christmas card that I wrote about the Blessed Mother. God shaped her heart with gentle hands. He filled her with his living breath, then asked if she would hold and fashion deep within her womb his son, if she would give him her own flesh and form, and bring him forth into the world. God shapes each heart with gentle hands. He fills each soul with living breath, then asks if we will hold and fashion deep within our hearts his son, if we will offer him our flesh and form, that he might once again be born in us, again come forth into the world.
Inspiring. Who would like to give a riff to Mary Nance?
I just would like to say thank you, Mary Nance, for coming today and being with this space. And as you said, as God asks, who wants to come forth? And how old is that poem? Because Mary Nance has a really deep spiritual background, so I wasn't sure.
I wrote this in 1975.
Oh.
In the 70s, I was doing my own Christmas cards, and then out of fresh material.
Thank you for sharing that. I love when you bring up the oldies but goodies. She was crafting one as I was walking the streets today. I thought you were going to read that one.
Well, that was on the second time around. I'll read that one.
Okay.
It's not about motherhood. It's about May Day. Oh. Which is today.
Yes, yes.
Thank you.
That brings us to Wildish, hearing what you have brought to the table at this gathering.
Thank you so much. I'm Wilda. I just finished a 30-day writing poetry event, Poetry Hacking Live. And in the spirit of the mother, that's what I was writing about in my event. So I have... this one is on birth, as everyone has been talking about that today. Breath held, and it was interesting, I was holding my breath as I was trying to read that sentence. Breath held, a miracle unfurls. Infinite love in tiny swirls. Relinquishing worries, fears, take flight. This precious moment, bathed in light. Hope whispers, promises, a brand new dawn. A love story, forevermore drawn. And that one's titled,